We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, I had a choice. I could have attended our company's holiday party, one of the many parties that our company throws, Learfield IMG College. We have many branches. So the Midwest branch having the holiday party tonight. And so when I got the date a few weeks ago, I was like, well, I could take off. And then I was like, wait a minute. This is championship week, and we've got a chance to talk about the championship and preview the Big 12 champ. The ship! I thought, no, there's no way. I'm not skipping out on that, so... Glad to be with you. My coworkers, forget about them. So, yeah, we are getting ready for a Big 12 championship week between the Baylor Bears and Oklahoma Sooners.
Now, we have an opportunity to play this week and play against a great team in Oklahoma. And as I told our guys, man, let's not make this about the Big 12 championship. Let's not make this about the college football playoff. Let's not make this about a ranking. Let's not even make this about Oklahoma. They're a great team. Or a rematch. Let's just make it about us. Let's try to go 1-0 this week, just like we did all year, and see what we do. So we're going to go out there and play our best game against a great team in a cool atmosphere and see what happens. And so I'm excited. You know, I've been a head coach for 7 years. And when I say I, that's Phil Snow, Mike Sarava. We've all been together for 7 years. It's our third championship game in 7 years. And to me, that shows a lot of kids who have bought in and gotten to this point. And so hopefully we can go play our best game and see what happens. So.
That's impressive from Matt Rhule, head coach of Baylor. So I'm looking at the college football playoff rankings, and I'm telling you, it's a long shot, but there's a chance. There's a chance that the winner of this game on Saturday gets in. So, all right, real quick, all right, let's assume Ohio State beats Wisconsin. Buckeyes are the number one seed. All right, let's assume LSU. I'm doing a lot of assumptions here. Let's assume LSU beats Georgia. The Tigers are going to stay at number two. Bulldogs will be out of the number four spot. And then Clemson will be whoever they're playing. They can play the ACC All-Stars. It doesn't matter. Clemson's going to win. They're going to beat Virginia. So they'll stay at three. So if Oregon beats Utah, who is fifth in the college football playoff rankings, then that leaves the winner of Oklahoma-Baylor 6-7, I think, to move up to four. So you've got to cheer for four teams. Well, five teams. You're going to cheer for your team, whether you're a Sooner fan or a Baylor Bear fan. And then you've got to cheer for LSU, Wisconsin. Throw them in there against Ohio State. You may as well. Virginia. And then Oregon. I mean, that's the big one. So we'll see what happens.
The difference in having the championship game versus not, and I think we all understand why, you know, Big 12 made the decision to go to it. I think there's been a lot of positives, a lot of advantages. Great game, obviously a great venue to play in, and two really, really good football teams getting ready to go at it, you know, like it should be, and I think very fitting for the Big 12, the kind of year that the league has had, and how strong the league has been. Very fitting to have, you know, two good teams, you know, here at the end of this thing to duke it out. So we're excited to get down there and play. Our guys are very excited to be back in this game and also have a lot of momentum after these closing, you know, this closing stretch of wins. You know, certainly not perfect. Still know there are best games out there, and we're still chasing that.
Lincoln Riley, what I love about him is he wasn't lobbying for the college football playoff spot, just taking care of this game, focusing on what's ahead. So coming up on the show tonight, I always have the play-by-play guys from our Big 12 schools on with me quite a bit. And so Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners, and John Morris, the voice of the Bears, will be along this evening. And we'll ask them some pretty good questions and get a good idea and a feel for this game, which will be a great rematch. A couple of other stories that kind of stuck out to me. Matt Campbell has agreed to a contract extension to stay at Iowa State. That'll be through 2025. 7-5 in his fourth season, third straight bowl game. And I spoke to Todd Kim. He's the sports director from Radio Iowa. I've had him on a couple times here, too. Now, what he was telling me, the rumors that he was hearing was that Arkansas and Florida State were interested in Campbell. And he said, that's why you get this contract extension. You stop all that nonsense. But he was telling me that, and he said he just had a feeling, and he drew a logical conclusion that it's likely Campbell spoke to somebody, some school. And what he's thinking is that normally coaches make themselves available on Monday. They put out fires after the regular season. That didn't happen until Tuesday. So he thinks, this is just his theory, and I said, can I run with this? He said, yeah, you can talk about it. But he just thinks that because everything was kind of delayed a little bit, that Campbell was kind of fishing around, and, well, he got the extension, so congratulations to him. Tom Herman appears to have the backing of Texas school president Gregory Fenfez and athletic director Chris Del Conte after he made the staff changes by firing defensive coordinator Todd Orlando, moving around offensive coordinator Tim Beck. I don't know what's going to happen with him moving forward. It's a little concerning that Del Conte has had to remind fans of where the football team was before Herman arrived. And, you know, do you get the sense that there's some impatience already with the Texas fan base? I mean, they're just three seasons into it. And perhaps Herman is feeling the heat. Well, you know, I mean, even in our show open, they've got the little clip of me, you know, hey, Texas was, you know, talking the talk last year. Sam Ellinger saying, you know, the team is back and you had to walk the walk and you did. Now, listen, I know people, you can use this as an excuse or not, but they were decimated by injuries. They had a lot of injuries. So, you know, I don't think it's panic time yet for them. I really don't. I absolutely don't. So we'll see. We'll see what Tom Herman does moving forward. But they have a bowl game. They can get to eight wins, but obviously to be sitting here at 7-5 at this point is a disappointment, and he feels that the players need a different message on both sides of the ball. So he's being proactive. So I think you still got to be a little patient there. So we'll see how that goes. You know, man, I was looking at this. This would have been great for my holiday party. Have you heard about reveal suits? These are really pretty cool. they provide upscale signature branded merchandise. What they basically do is they can customize any lining of your personalized suit by adding your school logo. Now, they can do business logos. They even can reach out to sororities, fraternities, sports organizations. But you can get your favorite college logo customized on the lining of your... And so I'm on their website, revealsuits.com, revealsuits.com. And their logo, their slogan is, "Where passion meets fashion." I love that. So if you go to the website, you give them your email, you get a free gift with your purchase. And if you use the promo code HOLIDAY, 20% off your total purchase. So you put your measurements in, and you can get real detailed, or you can be pretty basic with it. Tell them what logos you want in there, and they put them on the inside. It's really cool. Revealsuits.com, and they're actually the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, where passion meets fashion. How about that? That's cool. Check that out. Revealsuits.com. All right. Coming up, we have Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, and then we'll get to John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, as we start looking ahead to the Big 12 championship game this Saturday. That's coming up from Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Rambo in motion. Snap to Hurts. Fakes a handoff. Rolls right. Looks in zone. Caught! Touchdown! Braden Willis! Oh, mama! They've come all the way back!
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. Baylor and Oklahoma Big 12 championship game Saturday from Arlington, Texas, 11 a.m. kick. And joining us now, Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Toby, down 25, biggest comeback in Sooners history, 34-31 win the last time these two teams met. What do you remember about that game and the way it played out?
I remember saying to my radio partner and the guys in the booth, midway through the second quarter, when it was all going the other way, I remember saying, there's still a long ways to go in this. And I remember Teddy Lehman, our color analyst, saying, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because at the time, it was 28-3. Oklahoma could do nothing on offense. And you know, Baylor was thoroughly dominating the game, as you remember. And the turnaround was unbelievable. I think the drive before half gave them a tad bit of momentum going into the locker room. And then that second half was, I think, the most dominant half of football I've ever seen played with my eyes, not just from a scoring perspective, but I've never seen a team play keep away from another team that effectively. Oklahoma had the ball, I think, 24 and a half of the 30 minutes in the second half, and the time of possession was, boy, the crazy, the yards were crazy, everything. So it was an amazing comeback. To do it on the road made it even more amazing, I thought, for it to end in the fashion that it did with the defense making a play. It's certainly a night I'll never forget. I think it was one of the greatest games I've ever had the opportunity to call from an Oklahoma perspective. And I left that night, I think we all did, thinking, I hope we get to see this game again, because it was such a special game. And those two teams are obviously so good that I hope this is the matchup we get to see again in the Big 12 championship game. And sure enough, here it is.
Yeah, and we'll get into that a little bit more. I want to talk about that first meeting just a little bit. No C.D. Lamb in that game either for Oklahoma, but how does he look, and how does he impact this guy? I guess we will talk about this game. How does he impact this game?
I think that's the great unknown coming into this. It's a fascinating situation that Baylor's in defensively, because the second half of that game in Waco, what Oklahoma did so effectively is run the football, go on long, time-consuming 12, 13-play drives, and wear down the Baylor defense. So if you're Baylor and you look at that first game and say, we have to counter that, we cannot allow that to happen again, we're going to have to commit an extra guy to the box, we're going to have to load up to stop the run, we can't just let Oklahoma run the ball down our throats. If you do that, then you risk CeeDee Lamb killing you in the passing game. And certainly he's capable of doing that. So I think it's a very interesting chess match, kind of a quandary that he brings to the field. It's almost an I dare you to try to stop the run perspective or otherwise. If you're going to commit a couple of guys to CeeDee Lamb and an extra guy to the secondary, then obviously Lincoln has proven he's more than willing to lean on that offensive line. So he's a game changer, one of the biggest in all of college football. He dominated that Texas game earlier this year. He has been the best player on the field multiple times for this team. So the fact that he wasn't involved in the first game, I think, brings a very interesting twist to this one.
We're talking with Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, giving us their perspective of the Big 12 championship game this Saturday at 11 a.m. Maybe this is more of a statement instead of a question. Maybe you can respond to this. But as I look at the Oklahoma offense, if Jalen Hurts doesn't beat himself, and that might be a little rough, but if he takes care of the football, if he doesn't throw interceptions, and now he's got CeeDee Lamb, as good as the Baylor defense is and has been, I really don't know if they can stop him, because it just seems to me like this offense can roll, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. They just can't stop unless they make a mistake.
Well, I think it is one of the best offenses in the country, and it has been the last few years. The problem is they have made mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, they have been turnover prone this year. And they certainly were the first game that these two teams played in Waco. So Jalen has been loose with the football the second half of the season. It's what made the performance in Stillwater last Saturday so impressive, is that they didn't do that. So I would agree with you. Whether it's Baylor or Clemson or anybody, Ohio State, if Oklahoma doesn't turn the ball over, they can play with anybody. That offense is good enough that you're going to have a hard time forcing them to punt on a regular basis. You might get them once or twice, but over the course of a game, they're going to move the ball on you. So you've got to hope for the turnover or force the turnover. And unfortunately, from Oklahoma's perspective, they have shown that they are willing at times to give you some freebies. So I think that'll be a big factor on Saturday. This Baylor defense is outstanding. I think it is the best team, certainly the best defense, and I think the best team that Oklahoma has played in the 3 years since the return of the Big 12 championship game. I think Baylor is outstanding. And on the defensive side of the ball, especially on offense too, I mean, Denzel Mims is really good. Yeah. Hasty and Lovett and Fleeks and Platt and Charlie Brewer. But man, James Lynch is going to be a big time player in the NFL. Bravion Roy in the middle of that defensive line is a giant space eater. If you want to focus on one matchup on Saturday, watch Creed Humphrey, the Oklahoma center, and Bravion Roy, the nose tackle for Baylor. Two guys that are going to both be very high NFL draft picks that are going to be matched over right on top of each other all night long or all day long. It'll be worth the price of admission. So this is a really, really good Baylor defense.
Oh, that's a great matchup. I will pay attention to that. I knew this was going to happen. I knew I was going to go more than one segment with you. Let's take a break. When we come back, a couple more things. I want to talk a little bit about the OU defense and how it ties into Charlie Brewer. So we'll take care of that next. Remember, you can catch the show. Search Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stop.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Yard try, right hash. 1:49 to go. Oklahoma trying to take the lead. Snap back. Hold is down. Kick is away. And it is good! It is good! Gabe Berkich puts Oklahoma on top for the first time since it was 3-0.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. We talk a lot about Jalen Hurts. I want to talk about Jalen Redmond. What's his status? And then, because he's a big pass rusher. And then, how does that affect, because it seems to me like Charlie Brewer is banged up. He dinged up his ankle. So do the Sooners try to blitz more? I mean, what's the best way that they can go after Brewer and kind of test and see just how healthy he is? That's a lot of. I just threw a lot of questions at you, Toby. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So I think one of the interesting things that took place, of all the interesting things that took place in the first matchup, was Baylor killed OU with the quarterback run game in the first half. They had kind of almost a delayed quarterback draw. And he would drop back as if to pass, 1,001, 1,002, and then his running back would leap forward as a lead blocker, pick off the linebacker, and Charlie Brewer just ate him up in the quarterback run game. In the second half, Oklahoma adjusted to that, and they basically toned down their pass rush and said, we're gonna throw out a net here. We're going to prevent Charlie from running. That means he's going to have a little bit more time to throw if he wants, but he's not going to kill us with the quarterback run anymore. And it worked. He was unable to run in the second half. Now, you throw in, if he isn't 100%, and I don't know if he is or not, but does Oklahoma go into this game with that same game plan of let's dial back the heat a little bit on the pass rush just so we can make sure we can contain the quarterback run game? Or do they say, we don't think he's 100%. We don't think he's going to be able to hurt us with his legs. Let's see if we can get after him. If you had to rank all the position groups for Baylor from best to least best, I think the offensive line is the shakiest group they probably have on either side of the ball. And that's not that they're not good, but they've had some injuries there. They've had to move some guys around. I think they're going to have maybe two or even three different starters in this game on the O-line than they had the first time these two teams met. So I think that's an area where Oklahoma feels like they can make some hay. They can maybe take advantage a little bit. And it will be interesting to see what Alex Grinch decides to do.
Toby, I know Lincoln Riley kind of complained about this early in the year, but OU has played five games that they've started at 11. Baylor only won. Can the Sooners use that to their advantage with an 11 a.m. kick?
No, I don't think it matters. I think that, once in a while, if you're in the middle of slogging through the regular season, you may catch a team that isn't used to it, and before they know it, it's the second quarter, and they've fallen behind. But this is not that. I mean, this is for all the marbles. This is one of those where it's hard to sleep the night before and you can't wait to get up and go play football. And by the time 11 o'clock rolls around, I think both those teams will be fired up, outside themselves. So I don't think it's an advantage either way for either of these teams.
What's your game day ritual? Tell the listeners what your morning will consist of.
Okay, for a game such as this, where it's an early kickoff, we like to get to the stadium about 5 hours before kick. I have a local radio show that starts, a pregame show that starts 4 hours before kickoff. So that gives us an opportunity to get the booth set up. Our engineers and producers will set up the radio booth for us on Friday night, so that'll all be set. But as far as me getting there and setting up spotter boards and sponsor reader cards and all that kind of stuff, time to kind of settle in and get everything organized the way that we want it. And then, again, that local pregame show will start at 7 a.m. on Saturday. I'll do that for an hour, get about an hour break, and then our network pregame show will start at 9 a.m., and then we're off and running from there. So that's kind of the game day routine. I have found that if I can get everything done as far as spotter boards, editing audio, writing scripts, everything, before I go to bed on Friday night, I sleep a lot better on Friday night. And I think, all those play-by-play guys are always trying to find that magical formula so that you're on your game on game day, so that the mind's working quick and the tongue's working quick and you're able to be accurate and creative and all those kinds of things that you want to be. And how much of that is the right amount of caffeine and how much of that is the right amount of rest and all that kind of stuff. I found for me, getting a good night's rest the night before is important. So if I don't have everything done before I go to bed Friday, my mind's thinking about everything I still need to get done, and it's not good. So I like to have everything tucked away and buttoned down and taken care of so that I can get a good night's sleep Friday and get up and go attack the day.
God, that's fascinating. That's good stuff. That's fascinating. 2 minutes of radio right there. It's amazing what you guys go through to get ready for this. I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. Well,
we're not digging ditches or anything. It's not heavy labor, but it is, you know, it's important to us anyway. And there's a tremendous amount. I have a lot of respect for the guys around the country and certainly in this conference. And I think John Morris over at Baylor is one of the best and has done it for a long, long time and a super great guy. And the amount of work and preparation that those guys put in to do their job and do it well is, I admire that. So we try to be ready on Saturday.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk with John here in a couple minutes and get the Baylor perspective as well. Toby Rowland, I always appreciate you coming on the show and joining us. Enjoy the day, and we will catch up with you.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Will do. Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights starting at 9 Eastern on channel 375. Coming up, John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, as we continue our Big 12 championship game preview on Big 12 this week. From Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder. Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now! And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Here we go, first and goal from the four. Brewer looks to run again. Charlie's into the end zone. His second rushing touchdown tonight. Charlie Brewer puts the Bears up 20-3 on Oklahoma on the first play of the second quarter.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. And now we have John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears. John, just got done with Toby Rowland. He had some nice words to say about you.
Well, that's very nice. I didn't hear that, but I would return the nice words about him. Toby is one of the great play-by-play guys in our conference and in the nation, and he's had a lot of good things to talk about lately, as have we here at Baylor.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that first game. He just talked about how exciting it was. Now, obviously, your team came up on the short end of it, but just in terms of games that you've done in your history, where did that first matchup rank?
Well, you know, it ended with a loss, so that does factor into where it ranks all time. But, you know, that first half was so good by Baylor. I would say that was Baylor's best half of football all year. And then the second half might have been the worst half of football all year. And not that Baylor played that badly, but Oklahoma played that well in the second half. And Baylor just couldn't get the ball, you know, couldn't keep a drive alive, couldn't get any drive going, had the ball just a little over 5 minutes the entire second half. But that first half was really good, especially given the competition of Oklahoma and the crowd that we had at McLean Stadium. So that was very, very memorable.
You talk about the time of possession. It was 41 minutes to 19, basically, just rounding up. First downs, OU advantage, 34-18. Total yards, 525-307. If I would have just looked at those three stats, not having watched the game, I would have thought that OU would have won it, and probably big.
Sure.
But the Baylor defense did such a good job, especially early. Three big sacks, an interception, a fumble recovery. How important is it for Baylor to win this game that they rely on that defense again?
That's kind of been the calling card all season for Baylor. This defense has just been really, really solid. And you know, the old adage about defense travels, and I think that's proven to be true this year also, meaning that the defense, if you've got a solid defense, no matter where you're playing the game, if it's on the road, if it's in a neutral site like Saturday, if you can count on that defense, then you've got a chance to win. So that's going to be really big against the dynamic playmakers and offense that Oklahoma has. So, you know, defense has gotten Baylor to this point, and to get past this point, you know, and win this game Saturday, defense is certainly going to have to come to play.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us here on Big 12 This Week. In this first matchup, Oklahoma didn't have their top receiver, C.D. Lamb. So what do you think Baylor will do different defensively, or will they keep things the same? How do they approach that added element to this game?
Sure. You know, Bill, I don't think much different. Obviously, he's another great playmaker, another weapon for Oklahoma. But I think our defense just will account for him, certainly, well, like they would with any great receiver. But I don't think much else different in this game. This is not Oklahoma's not a one-man team by any stretch, as some people have said this year. So CeeDee Lamb is just another of the weapons that they have offensively. But our secondary is going to have their hands full with another great player to contend with. But other than that, I don't think much different than they've done all year.
Quarterback Charlie Brewer got dinged up a bit in the Texas game. Head coach Matt Rhule says that his ankle is fine. How much could the offense be affected if Brewer is limited, and how much he can run?
That would affect things a lot. and he was really slowed the Kansas game last Saturday. They didn't want to run him unless they had to and didn't call any running plays for him. But now he's had another week to rest and get ready. I mean, he's been practicing, you know, the entire week, but I think he'll be good to go and close to 100% as anybody can be on December 7th coming up this Saturday. But if he were to be limited, that certainly affects his effectiveness, because his threat to run and how well he runs, and when he just needs to tuck the ball and that's the best option to run with it, that's been a real factor for Baylor's offense this year.
It's a nice safety net to have when you can
right.
bail out of situations. Yeah, absolutely. Just talk about Denzel Mims. You know, I mean, obviously a lot of people, and I brought up CeeDee Lamb, you know, and he certainly deserved the credit and to be talked about. But it just seems to me like Mims has kind of flown under the radar this year. I don't know if people have given him as much credit as he deserves.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And I think part of that is that he gets so much attention that teams will put, you know, double coverage on him to sort of take him away. They go into a Baylor game saying, we got to stop Denzel Mims. So they, you know, give a lot of attention to him, which opens up a Tyquan Thornton or a Josh Fleeks or a Chris Platt or somebody like that. So I think we've seen that over the course of the year. His numbers, Denzel's numbers, maybe aren't eye-popping, but I guarantee if you talk to defensive coordinators around the league, you know, they'll know how much they have had to scheme and game plan for Denzel Mims. And, you know, first team All Big 12 this year for him again this year. So that's a great honor for Denzel Mims, especially when you look at his stats and you might think that he hasn't had that great a season, but he really has.
John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us. I'll ask you the same two questions that I asked Toby. Do you make anything out of the 11 a.m. kick? Baylor had just one morning kick, and they were shut out against TCU until the second half of that game, and OU has played in five of them. Is there any credence to that or concerns?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, 11 a.m. kicks, you got to get up and get going early for these guys. And I know they'll just adjust their schedule, whatever they need to do for curfew on Friday night, whatever time they need to get up on Saturday morning for their pregame meal and pregame preparation. But it's kind of a different animal when you kick at 11 a.m. just because, you know, guys, college age guys, that's not usually their prime time. You know, mid-afternoon or even later in the evening is usually the time when they're going full speed. So we did just have one 11 a.m. kick this year, and, you know, that was at TCU, and so I'm not sure if you would say that the shutout in the first half was due to the 11 a.m. start or more just with regards to TCU's defense. But I think we'll be ready to go. I mean, I think our guys know how big this game is, how exciting it is to play at AT&T Stadium, to get another chance to play a great Oklahoma team. So I think all that will get the adrenaline flowing pretty early on Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those media questions. I pulled
yeah,
out
sure.
a media question. My final question for you, what's your game day, I would say ritual, but what will you be doing? How do you get ready for the day?
Well, good question. You know, in the 11 o'clock start comes pretty early for us also. We're, you know, blessed to be just 90 miles away here in Waco, so we're just going to get up and come early Saturday morning, be there plenty early for us to be on the air at 9 a.m. is when our Baylor broadcast takes to the air. But love coming to AT&T Stadium. That is just such a beautiful venue, and that monitor, you know, that's 60 yards long across the field is just great to have as a replay monitor, and love the booth, you know, knowing that's an NFL venue and the NFL booth and crews that come there. But you ask about a ritual. It's just, you know, making sure you've got all your notes in order and, you know, your mind is clear and ready to go. And you know, hopefully it's going to be a real memorable day and a memorable broadcast for us. So just got to make sure you're ready to roll early on Saturday morning.
That's great. You know, you talk about that stadium. I remember the first time I saw it. This is really kind of corny, but I mean, it's so mammoth. It's so huge.
Right. Right.
And the first thing that I noticed, and I don't even, I think it's fairly close to it. I'm almost embarrassed to say this on the air, but there's a super Walmart that
yeah,
is,
right.
You know what I'm talking about? And I mean, and I say this because everyone can understand the size of a super Walmart, the super
right.
Walmarts. That's how, you know, where I'm from, they call them Walmarts. So,
yeah, but, right.
But that was the first thing I noticed when I was walking through the parking lot. I'm like, look at that little tiny super Walmart compared to.
You know, that's a really good point, and that's probably a good size super Walmart. I would hate to have the parking. I'd hate to have to police their parking lot, you know, right across the street from AT&T Stadium. And then, you know, the Rangers ballpark is right down the street as well. But you're right. I mean, that is a good size store, but it just looks so small compared to AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. Yep. I was awestruck. So
that's funny.
Anyway, John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Bill, sure appreciate it. Sure glad Baylor's involved in this great event. Looking forward to playing Oklahoma on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. If you can't hear the show live or where you're listening to it now, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify. I mean, wherever you go, wherever you download stuff. Search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. I'd appreciate it. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back. This is Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. David Jordan is pumping profits into the company. He's playing the commercials. He keeps me in line. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you'll remember that David, Big Perm, that he skipped the show so that he could watch a divisional round baseball playoff game. It wasn't even a deciding game. Did that cross my mind when I was considering whether to skip this show in order for the holiday party? You betcha, because I didn't want that hanging over me. So Big 12 championship week. I'm going to try something new here. I couldn't find my normal music for our Natty Light Seltzer play of the week. So I'm trying something different. So all right, it's not bad. It's all right. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Not feeling this music. I like this. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Live Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. It is time for Making It Look Natural. Farmageddon, Kansas State hosting Iowa State. K-State senior running back Jordan Brown had his biggest game of the year, rushing for 91 yards on 19 carries, both season high. His 15-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter broke a 17 all-time.
Two men in the backfield. Here's the handoff. This is Brown to the left side. He's at the 10, to the 5. He's got it. He's got it. Touchdown, K-State. 15-yard run for Jordan Brown. And the Wildcats lead with 10:24 to go, 23-17.
Wyatt Thompson on the call. Jordan Brown making it look natural as the Wildcats won 27-17, finishing the regular season at 8-4. You know, when the preseason polls came out, the four teams that hired new coaches were all picked for the bottom four. Hold on, let me get this music. Hold on, let's get this down. Making it look natural. This football season, Natural Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. All right, let me tell you about this. When the preseason polls came out, the four teams that hired new coaches were all picked for the bottom four in the final conference standings. Now, Kansas, Texas Tech, and West Virginia, they did finish in the bottom four. The one team that exceeded expectations, the Kansas State Wildcats under Chris Klieman. In fact, the Wildcats matched Baylor for the biggest jump in the standings from their preseason ranking, leaping four spots. So K-State clinched the fifth spot in the standings. They will go to a bowl game for the ninth time in 10 seasons. And then, of course, Baylor, they were picked to finish sixth in the conference, and they are second and will be taking on Oklahoma. How about that? All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come up. We got some other big stuff, too. We'll talk a little bit of men's basketball, women's basketball, and volleyball, too. We've got some teams that are in the national tournament and could be meeting each other for a national title. So that's all coming up. Stick around. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
All right, as we close things up here on Big 12 this week, I want to wish luck to the volleyball programs that are in the NCAA tournament. Number one, Baylor, will open up Friday at 7 against Sacred Heart. Iowa State will take on Creighton at 7 p.m., and then the winner will most likely face 7th-ranked Minnesota up in the Twin Cities. Tomorrow, Oklahoma takes on Rice, and number two, Texas, faces Albany. And I don't know a lot about volleyball, but I was kind of searching around. And, of course, Baylor and Texas 1 and 2. A lot of people thinking that they'll meet in the finals. So how cool would that be? Let me find all my notes here. I got papers thrown all over the place here. We have in men's basketball, we've got the Big 12 Big East showdown, the inaugural men's basketball battle. Wednesday night games, Georgetown at number 25, Oklahoma State. Texas Tech is at DePaul. DePaul's off to a good start this year. And then a non-Big 12 Big East battle. Iowa State is hosting the UMKC, the Kansas City Kangaroos. And then coming up on Thursday, Oklahoma at North Texas. And then on the women's side, they're getting ready for their big showdown with the SEC. We've got Georgia at number two, Baylor. And Ole Miss at Texas Tech, that's going on tonight. And then Iowa State and Alabama Thursday. So good luck to the ladies there. I want to thank our guests, John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, and Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Enjoy the championship game, and thanks for listening to Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.